For the past 7 months, on Friday afternoons in Kent's Walnut Park neighborhood, you can pick up fresh produce and dry goods from an outdoor market, and it's all free. The Walnut Park Market is one of 4 free mobile markets in South King County run by the nonprofit Fair Start. Radioactive's Marian Muhammad lives in Kent and volunteered with Fair Start. She talked with Walnut Park residents about what the market means to them.
Honey?
Yes, love?
Why do they not have no strawberries?
I don't know. You have to ask them.
When I arrived for my first volunteer shift at the free mobile pop-up market, I saw tables piled with leafy greens, strawberries and mangoes stacked in a row, and bundles of bagged rice. People came up, got what they needed, and left, and they didn't have to pay a dime. Every time I showed up to volunteer at the free mobile market, there'd be a long line of people waiting to shop, even on the days when it was pouring down rain. One of the regulars is Annie Riggins. Every time I see her, she's got her walker, her friends, and her bright reusable grocery bags.
The need is there, is here. And with me being in Kent over 20 plus years, this is the first time this has ever happened. So I'm hoping that they know the need and that it will continue.
Riggins says she loves this market because the location is convenient, the volunteers are welcoming, and the food is fresh and free.
It's been very important. It kept me alive. It kept me from going to the store. I'm a senior, and it is a need, I mean, with the food. So it had helped my life bless.
Fair Start is a nonprofit organization based in Seattle. It created mobile markets for communities like Walnut Park to be able to access free and fresh produce without obstacles. Right now, they operate 3 market locations in Auburn and 1 in Kent. Fair Start research shows that Auburn and Kent have some of the highest priority needs for food assistance in South King County. Meg Vieira is the Director of Community Initiatives for Fair Start. Her team oversees the mobile market operations.
It's really about food security and having access to fresh, beautiful produce. And so we're looking to, with the mobile market, to fill gaps, and it's almost geographically, for those people who aren't close or don't have access or have transportation issues.
Funding for the market comes from individual donors, companies, foundations, and the Washington State Department of Agriculture. That money helps Fair Start partner with farms in Washington to get local food to the markets. Fair Start prioritizes purchasing food from farms run by Black and Indigenous farmers and other farmers of color.
We have had a lot of success working with Living Well Kent and another partner of theirs, Wakalima, where they can help us also understand desired and preferred ingredients and produce that can come into the market in the communities that we're working in.
18-year-old Thais Barroso usually comes to the market with her mom to shop for fresh vegetables, fruits, and grains.
We've been eating so much healthier, like significantly. And I think a lot of that is because of the market, because we don't have to go through the trouble of going to the grocery store and picking out vegetables there. And I think that fresh vegetables and fruits have become so expensive. It's just been like an extra reason to go out and eat healthier because we don't have to pay. And it's like I said, it's been an incentive.
The Fair Start Mobile Market project is still in its pilot phase. Mobile market manager Bryce Harvey says they're always looking for ways to reach more people.
So we keep doing markets in various locations, working with different organizations, and just kind of fine-tuning and figuring out what works for us in terms of mobile market. And we're continuing to do that right now, and hopefully we'll be expanding soon to other locations as well.
Nidal Kadal usually comes to the Walnut Park Market with her son. Kadal has lived in Kent for 5 years. She found out about the mobile market from a flyer posted at the local YMCA. She says the market has been helpful as grocery prices have gone up.
You know, now the prices goes up, everything is so expensive. It's helped that this is like this is a fresh produce. It's helped many, like my friend, my neighbor, they satisfied with that.
Local resident Abdul Bungare agrees, and he says he's found more than just access to food in this market.
But it's also really cool to just be connected through food. Since I've lived here for so long, like, I've seen so many different stages of this neighborhood. So for me, it's like a breath of fresh air almost, just to be connecting with people that are my neighbors.
In less than a year, this market has made a big difference in the lives of Walnut Park residents. Manager Bryce Harvey says Kent residents can continue to find the market at the Walnut Park townhouses every Friday from 3 to 4 p.m. But as the name suggests, the mobile market is not permanent. It may move to another location in Kent in the future as Fair Start learns how to best meet community members' needs. Signing off from Radioactive, this is your local Kent resident, Mary Muhammad.